Do you want to give the gifts that just keep on giving? In this episode, I'm going to discuss the top 10 kids' gifts on my list.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with another episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is episode 239, Top 10 Kids Gifts. So whether you're shopping for the holidays or you are looking for the perfect birthday gift, you are going to find some great information in today's podcast. And we're thankful to Sony Pictures and Affirms Films at Sony Animation and Affirms Films for being our sponsors and for allowing you, the listener, to enjoy the benefits of free programming. Be sure to visit the movie trailer to see if this movie is a good fit for you and your family. So today we're going to discuss the top 10 gifts that have made my list, and they are timeless. Some things on the list may surprise you. And it's time, for me anyway, to avoid the flashing lights or some of the things that the kids really enjoy, like the remote controls. So I don't know about you, but remote controls last for about, one day, Christmas morning, and or the day of their birthday, and then they really don't last very long unless you know of some amazing remote control that keeps on going. Let me know on this episode. You can just go to vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, look for episode 239, Top 10 Kids Gifts, and leave me your comment there. So for me, I look for specific things. As you can imagine, I have the criteria for finding the perfect gift. And this is how I've really been able to narrow it down to things that I feel are not only a good fit for my family, but really important to have some of these things. So I have five of the criteria for finding the perfect gift. The first is it makes a memory. So it's something that the kids are going to remember. It's not something that they open up and it breaks. And it's lasting. That's number two. Something that is lasting, that is going to continue to be able to be used, or is going to be something that they're going to remember with pictures or something like that. The third is it has meaning. It has something that's tangible. I'm going to give you some specific things. I have 10 subcategory or 10 categories and then some subcategories. So, it has a meaning to them. The fourth is it can possibly, not all of them, but it can be passed down. That's something, again, that's really important to me because I have had some things that belong to my grandmother that were passed down to me, and those are the best gifts. It doesn't cost the person giving it anything. However, it just really has great meaning to the person who receives it. And the last thing is it doesn't cost a fortune, although some of the things on my list are expensive. You can, obviously pick and choose what is important to you to give. I have a couple of podcasts that I am doing. If you're listening to this episode in the archives, they're possibly up, but they're in the future. So this is podcast 239. So those podcasts are going to be are obviously in the 240s, but I have a couple. One is the top 10 gifts that kids can make that you actually want to keep, and the other is top 10 gifts that you can make to give that people actually want. I know I've been given some things, and I think it's the proverbial fruitcake, although I do have a fruitcake that I made with fresh fruit that was really, really good. all the people in my family that like it are now gone to be with the Lord, so I don't make it anymore, but it was the only fruitcake I liked that didn't use dried fruit. But other than that, you know, obviously making gifts really are difficult to gauge whether the person is going to like it or not. Well, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to go through 10 top kid gifts that you can give. We'll be right back.
Affirm Films and Sony Pictures Animation present The Star, the fully animated story of the first Christmas told through a whole new set of eyes. Bo the donkey and his stable of animal friends follow the star to become some unlikely heroes.
That light, that's the star.
This is where it's been leading me.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
The Star, now playing. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. More information is available at thestarmovie.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz with episode 239, Top 10 Kid Gifts. And you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. All right, are you ready for the rundown? The top 10 kid gifts. All right, number one is jewelry. I know. A lot of kids, you may not want to give a lot of kids jewelry because they're going to lose it. So you can start out with inexpensive things. But for example, one of the things I've given my children that they've continued to love is a keepsake like a locket. Another is a ring. I remember my parents giving me a ring when I was young. And later I put it on a bracelet. So that was kind of cool. And the next is a bracelet. Back in the day, we used to give charm bracelets. Now they have all kinds of different bracelets where you can get the charms, you know, one for each birthday and things like that. That may be something you may want to consider. And then another is a necklace. My kids have all received necklaces with crosses on them. My dad actually left one of my sons his chain that had a cross on it that my son always admired, and now my son wears it. So those kinds of things, you know, every time I look at it, I'm reminded of my dad, but I'm also reminded that, you know, my son loved it and complimented my dad on it, and that was something that my dad left him. So it brings back a wonderful memory. So that one is makes a memory, is lasting, has meaning, passes it down, and obviously doesn't cost a fortune because it costs nothing to pass on. So some of these gifts fit everything, and some just fit, you know, a couple of subcategories. Number two is gift subscriptions. We've had some awesome sponsors like Radish Kids, which I highly recommend if you want to teach your kids to cook and learn about healthy eating. Another is another sponsor coming up is Kiwi Crate, and they have all kinds of kits that you can buy. You can buy a one-time kit or you can buy a subscription, and that's for crafts or science projects. And that is a wonderful idea for your kids. The third is musical instruments. Again, lasting gifts, makes a memory, has meaning. If your kids learn to play an instrument, that is something that will stay with them forever. And so that's great. Number four is a camera. I cannot tell you how wonderful a gift this is for children that can handle it. I watched my granddaughter drop a passed down camera into the pool that ended up, you know, living on. It was, we had to dry it out and everything, but it kept on working. So, you know, that is something that kids can use. I saw a camera for about $150 that is waterproof that you can buy. So these are, you know, one of these gifts that are keepsake. My husband actually uses that in his home inspection business. He's dropped it from the roof. He's dropped it umpteen times and it still works. So again, another great gift. Number five is park tickets. So whether it's the zoo, museum, or theme parks, and that's where the theme parks kind of get expensive. And I know one year, I live in Florida, and we had a special Florida rate. So that worked out really well. So we were able to give theme park tickets. We can't always afford it for our families, but sometimes it really works out well. The other is number six is lessons. So whether it's art lessons, karate, ballet, music, or whatever that is, you know, even if your kids take sports and it's sports training, The kids will enjoy that. The seventh is outdoor gifts. So we're really big on the outdoors around here. So a trampoline is something that lasted in our house forever. I want to say over 15 years. Yes, we had to replace parts and we did get a cover and, you know, that got eaten by the lawnmower 1 year until our insurance company made us take it down. That was the favorite of all time gifts. The second is tents, then kites. Obviously, bikes are big ones, skates, scooters, and sporting equipment. That's when my kids get their new bat or their new glove is usually at Christmas time. Number eight is going to be my least favorite on the list, and that's tablets, whether it's Kindle, iPad, or Nook. Kindle is a biggie. Just make sure you have parental controls on that, especially if you're giving them to little kids. And then the other thing I am very interested is the BioZen. And I'm going to have a link to that on this broadcast. I actually have a little distributorship for it. And the only reason I did it is because we have so many devices. I wanted to put this little device on that keeps the emissions to a minimal on that. And number nine are vintage toys. My son is probably going to, since he doesn't listen to this podcast, he won't hear this, but he's going to... He got a Rubik's Cube a year ago himself. He bought it and he got everyone on his baseball team just about to get one and learn how to do it. And now I found a set of four that he's going to get from a vintage catalog and he loves that thing. And my son's 17, okay? But things like yo-yos, train sets, the rocking horse, vintage games like Scrabble or Monopoly, those are things that last forever. And of course, chess. That's another one. And then the last one on the list is one that I know as a parent will probably cringe, but I know that you're also going to say you have one of those, and that is stuffed animals. We have stuffed animals that have been treasured toys that we have passed down for years and years and years. My daughter had this little doll that she named Baby Tina, and her name is Christina, and we called her Tina, and it was awesome because I ended up buying another baby Tina, but every time you washed it, it smelled like baby powder. It was really kind of cool. And I ended up buying two of them because one time she lost baby Tina, so I had a backup just in case. So when her girls were little, I was able to give each of them a baby Tina. So that was kind of a cool thing, which I believe they still have. I'll have to ask them. So there you go. My top 10 kids gifts. I hope you enjoyed this episode and give me a shout out on, social media, share this broadcast as well as giving us a rating on iTunes or any of your favorite podcast apps. Thank you so much for listening and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.